Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer with Tom Thayer. And Tom, no game this week. Let's call this bye week report. All right. Going into the bye, what is your assessment of where the Bears are as a team?
I think they're right on schedule. They've been able to continue to prove every week, and they've shown a resiliency at the end of the game where they really believe in what they're practicing during the course of the week. And I think that's the most important thing. You have to make sure that the coaches capture the attention of the players, understand what they're being taught in the classroom, and being able to use it on the field on practice days and on Sunday more specifically. But I think they've been doing a great job. You see the improvement in different aspects of this football team, the pressure that the defense can put on the opponent's quarterback, the emergence of Jay Cutler throughout this season, and then the growth and the development of guys like Marquise Wilson, for example, and even Jeremy Langford. Guys like this that need to be big-time contributors through the rest of the football season, that's the track they need to stay on.
Let's talk about the defense now. You have a new coach, a new scheme, 3-4 for the first time ever. A lot of new players. You got Pernell McPhee, you got Jarvis Jenkins, two rookie safeties, so a lot of new moving parts here. What's the key to being more consistent and them gelling as a unit? How quickly have you seen that so far, and what do you expect moving forward from here?
I love what we've seen out of the defense. If you look at some of the environments they played in and some of the quarterbacks they've been playing against, they've really had an opportunity to get some pressure and, you know, try to do it while they're developing different schemes, learning how players play, what spot they need to be put in to get the most efficiency out of them. And the key, too, I think, has been the Pernell McPhee, because he's been able to play up and down the line of scrimmage, do some really good things, but play well enough to assist teammates playing better. And so I think that's one of the keys is, what can I do to make you a better player? And that's the way the defense has been able to emerge.
Bears started 0-3, Tom, against three very difficult opponents, put together two very exciting comfort-behind wins, then may have taken a little bit of a step back in losing to Detroit. What are your expectations for this team the final 10 games of the season?
Win them all. And I think if you ask John Fox what his expectations of his team going into every game is, to win them all. But they may be a little unrealistic. I think the expectations should be to win games. I don't think this is a season anymore that there's uncertainty. You have quality play out of Kyle Long. You have quality play out of Charles Leno Jr. Hronis Gressu has been able to come in at center and be a steadying force in there only after a couple games. So I think the future is bright, and you have some young guys to count on for quite a while.
The Bears are going to have two practices during the bye week and then have 4 days off. Take me into the mind of a player. What does a player want to get out of the bye week? Is it rest? Is it self-scouting? Tell me about a player. What's the objective?
I think, first of all, if you have a couple practices with the luxury of not having a game plan attached to it like they will this week, you're going to be able to refine a lot of different aspects, because you're going to be able to work on plays that aren't necessarily going to be used this Sunday, but something that could be used 2 weeks down the road, maybe the next time you play an opponent, or someone's starting to emerge that you want to spoon feed them a little bit more responsibility.
Great stuff, Tom. I know you're going to stay fresh by breaking down tape all weekend. And he's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on a special edition of Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.